morning, Jen.
Hey, hey.
Good morning, everybody out there listening. We appreciate you being here this morning or wherever you are while you're listening to this. Well, you know, we might have mentioned a little bit of something last week of what might we be talking about this week, but we are here to tell you we are talking about
baby steps.
So when Jen said that she wanted to talk about this, it instantly reminded me of the movie What About Bob? Has anybody seen that? It's been a while.
No, I'm just kidding.
I know, I was like, Jen, you need to watch it, it's funny. But there's a scene in there, you might know it better than me because it's been a lot of years, but he's in with his psychiatrist and his psychiatrist just telling him one baby step at a time. And it made me laugh a little bit.
Oh, I've never seen it. Okay.
But kind of tell me what you're thinking with this.
Well, I was thinking, the reason I just want to tell you, because I think when we understand why, the how it's easier, I don't know if you've heard that, but I do think that that is true. And so I just wanted to talk about this because I think it's easy for us as recovering lifetime dieters or whatever we call ourselves, to get overwhelmed. Like, this is part of the reason that food stuff can be hard is because we can get kind of overwhelmed, and then food can be a way to cope. Or when we get overwhelmed, sometimes then we just end up at the Taco Bell drive-thru or whatever your place is. And so just wanted to normalize that and then kind of work on the whole, like, you know, when we get overwhelmed piece, what, excuse me, to do. Just wanted to discuss, like, how important it is to take small, or I think it's important to take small, sustainable steps.
Yeah, you kind of have a word for that. Can you explain that?
Oh, I like to say that habits lead to sustainable results. Back in the day, just a little story for you this morning. Back in the day when I was, when I was on Jenny Craig, but when I was consulting for Jenny Craig, I remember, like, I was kind of, I had lost the weight and then I was working on maintaining it, and I was really struggling at that point to, like, figure out, like, why it was so hard to, like, maintain my weight. And then, because I just kept kind of, like, falling off, and I gained a few pounds, and it was hard. And then I remember just kind of watching the different people that I was consulting, like, and taking note of, like, what was working for people and what wasn't. And then one day, it just hit me while I was sitting in the Jenny Craig office thinking about that. No, it hit me that, like, if I want the weight to stay off, I'll want to figure out what does work for me. Like, what habits are they that I need to have in place in order to maintain that weight? Like, it's not, like, at the beginning of Jenny Craig, when I was losing the weight, I think I hadn't, like, mentally committed to, like, for the rest of my life, I'm going to have these habits. I just wanted to get the weight off. Does that make sense? And so then that's where the sustainable habits lead to sustainable results came from, because I realized the important part for me was keeping any weight off that I did lose, instead of just like another crash diet and getting it back.
Yeah.
That was quite a ramp.
No, it's good. Yeah, it's good. I think it just reinforces I just lost my train of thought.
The sustainable thing reinforces?
Like, just the fact that ultimately we have these goals. We don't always know how to get there, but it's like looking past the things, like the instant gratification we can have now, to that delayed gratification. And like, our goals aren't going to happen overnight, but they do happen with consistency and taking, you know, one step after the next, because I mean that's the only way we're going to get there. And Yeah, remind me of this podcast I was listening to last night about we do the things we don't want to do and we don't do the things that we do want to do. And so it's like that was very convicting for me because I'm like, okay, well, I do this, but that's not, that doesn't lead to my ultimate goal. So it, I was like, okay, have grace with myself, next step.
I like the word consistent. It reminds me of the sustainable thing, right? Like,
yes.
Sustainable word, like consistency, and like that's what is, like, I don't know, they just kind of go hand in hand, right?
Yeah.
And another word that I wanted to just throw out there is like, is balance, right? Because I think that would be my answer to if somebody was like, well, how do I figure out what is sustainable for me? And that kind of led me, that like thought about sustainable habits is like the word balance, like looking at balance, because our body's always looking for balance, right? It's like trying to be balanced. That's why things are the way they are. That's why if we have extra weight or a habit or something that we don't like, the reason why is an imbalance in our life, right? Like at the root level, like root cause, there's usually an imbalance going on, whether it be like time management or like sleep deprivation or dehydration or maybe not enough protein, or right? Does this thought process make sense? So if somebody is wanting to become sustainable, like have sustainable habits and have sustainable results, then I would look at balance, like what balance is needed in your life and kind of like build your habits from there. Does that
It's a good idea.
Help?
Yeah, and just like taking a step back, seeing what's going on and where, what area you want to work on and go from there. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
It's never really about the food. Like, sometimes people ask me like, so what do you do for clients? And it's like life coaching, but with the specialty of eating. But the reality is that often with clients, we start out talking about their food stuff, but very, very quickly, like literally probably within the first session, maybe the second, it turns into the life skills that we are building or the changes that we are making that are more in alignment with our ideals. Some people say our higher self, like our, you know, our best self. Like version of us.
Yeah, that's good. And I think that if this sounds difficult to anybody, remember, you can do it. Because everybody, I look at people, I'm like, wow, I'll never get to where they are with their habits. But I'm like, yeah, I can. I can do that. I have the choice to do that. So with all of that, you do have the choice to take those steps and recognize it, that potential that you see of yourself to get to, you can do it. And so it's just believing in yourself and just one good step after the next. But
yeah.
Do you have anything else to add?
I was just gonna say, and when I said baby steps, I also wanted to point out I would choose one thing. Like one thing at a time, right? Like, so one baby step after the other. So that's how I see people like create these sustainable habits is by like just choosing like one thing this week to work on and really like focusing on that one thing. Because the reality is then once you master that one thing, even if it's a really small thing, you can build on that. And then you feel good about what you did do right. And you start to build that like confidence and like, rapport with yourself that like Emily said that you can do it. So that's how to do it.
You got this.
Yeah.
So go out today, know you got this, and
just take one baby step.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, and that one baby step today could be joining Beyond the Dash Facebook group. It's free.
Links in the show notes. Okay.
Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.